Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You guys must see that money floating around, huh?
People are spending it.
It's technical. Don't try to cash the Chuck Bucks. You're not going to get anything for
them. Isn't that a federal crime to doctor up?
Well, now you're going to get me arrested. It's not right.
Straight cash, homie.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Score. That is the Bears defensive coordinator slash counterfeiter, Chuck Pagano, with his Chuck Bucks.
Chuck again, Bucks, yes.
Stealing the Mully Money idea I had years ago.
Yes.
Mine were coins, and they're spectacular.
What'd you give them out for?
I gave them out for as tips for people holding doors.
Great
and such.
Adjectives?
It's gold, actual gold.
Oh. It's like good deeds.
I tore most of it out of Kevin's mouth. Yeah. He had a lot of dental work, so I coined it.
What?
Want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to Dustin.
Stone cold killer in many cases.
That's our guy. And thanks to Kevbo.
He was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question.
It's Kevin.
WKEV.
And of course, Ray. Bless you, Ray.
Hey, Ray.
Are you an emotional guy?
Thank you, Ray.
I will fall apart crying.
Ray, I love the tea you brought me today. Oh, my gosh.
What did you get? A fireball
some sort
or something? It was a fireball?
Medicine ball?
Yeah.
The medicine ball.
No, he threw a medicine ball at you as he gave you the tea.
Yeah, he caught it.
Very,
medicine
very unlikely.
Tea. You know, when I grew up, that was whiskey. That was
Ray scotch. Delivered today. That was really something I did not
scotch
expect.
It was kind of warm.
Dan and Connor are here. And,
hi, guys.
Guys, good morning.
Thanks. Welcome.
David was having a little issue, and Ray went and got him a thing called a medicine ball.
It was great.
Apparently.
I did not know what to expect.
It's like a citrus bomb slash honey
suckle. Lemon. A little bit of everything.
Like I didn't have any.
Oh, God, it's the greatest.
It was tea. It was hot tea, Connor. Okay. No, I'm not doing shots.
Tea I don't know.
No tequila.
Raise it to some weird stuff, man.
Whiskey. Iskabaha is a Gaelic word. It means the water of life. Whiskey.
Might try that later.
Isn't that what aquavit means also?
I think so.
I don't know. How would I be supposed to know everything?
I'm pretty sure.
Aquavelvet means, hey,
Aquavelvet.
I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah, I believe aquavit is life water. Same thing. It also
So that's whiskey?
Get you right.
Yeah. So it's a spirit. Is your guys' show like long enough to get every Cubs new executive in to talk about what they think about baseball?
We whipped through them yesterday.
Did you? Okay.
Anthony Heron sits down and we had the press release and Heron's like, hey, let's
you
talk football. And
had
like,
to love that stuff, man.
1 second. Yeah. Let me tell you about all these nerds that work in baseball. You just watch Heron's eyes glazing over like, I came here to talk about
it
a pass
sounded
rush.
Like, it sounded like the University of Chicago reaching sport.
Well, it's also the issue. The story is they're all internal hires.
Yes. Yep.
So when does internal become insular? When do you get this idea of, well, the comfort level, despite everything Theo has said, despite everything they say they know about what they need, I was very surprised that every single one was an
internal
promotion.
That's a good question. You know what the answer might be?
Or, Joe Espada is going to be the manager?
Well, isn't that an outsider, though? That would be countering what you just described.
Right. But,
so,
if it is Rossi... Then,
but if it's Rossi, then it's like, okay, what's going on here?
Right.
You know, how are you getting better by just looking within? Didn't you already try that last year?
Yeah, well, so there's two answers to that, I think. And one would be that as a director of pitching or director of hitting or whomever else the hell they hired, that the very nature of how they're going to do their jobs, you know, the fact that they're mining for this data and using the film and all that kind of stuff, the very nature of that means you have to go outside what you've already established in this organization, that the very nature of mining that kind of data means you have to move outside the walls that you've established. That's one hope. And then the other hope, I guess, would be this reshaping of the organization isn't the only thing they're doing. That this roster will still radically change.
And that's an interesting word.
It's
do you expect radical changes? to the roster?
Say, well, I would say that trading any one of your core contracts
is radical.
Constitutes radical change. But I think that's probably just relative to them not doing anything really over the last 2 years. Well, anything that big the last 2 years.
Couldn't they have added a director of base running? If you're going to go pitching and...
Well, Joe just left for the Angels, so that's like his... He loved doing that.
They're putting a breathalyzer in the dugout.
I think the local story, the fact that Justin Stone got this job is really cool, because any of us who live on the Northwest side, he taught all our kids to hit.
Right.
I mean, everybody's been involved with Elite Baseball or Bash Academy or Bull Sox Academy. I mean, the guys, Justin has been a fixture for Chicago youth baseball for so long. Like literally, I mean, I don't know how many people right now can say, yep, my kid took classes there or took classes with Travis Kerber over at Elite and all those guys. Like he's got these real rootsy connections to so many of us because, you know, we would drop our kid off there for a camp. And they, if you can teach an 8 year old, you could probably help out a cub.
Teach a cub like an 8 year old.
Right? Maybe you can.
Yes.
Did you figure you could reach some of these kids?
Did you find it interesting that those announcements and those decisions came before the manager?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I thought that was interesting as well because you want the mesh point to be there, right?
Is this more system wide, right? It's not. I mean, like, we've had a couple of confused texters, unusual, who believe they've hired a new pitching coach and hitting coach.
Ew.
They've already done they've been doing that on a yearly basis. This is for the whole system, right?
Yes.
This is a different deal altogether.
Top to bottom, it includes.
So why would the manager be involved in that, right? Hmm. Or maybe I'm looking at it wrong.
I would think, too, that whether it's Stone or the other guy.
Breslow?
Breslow, thanks. Yeah. They're going to have hires as well. They're gonna finish out their respective staffs. They
like
will have other
shadow
people.
Manager.
I wouldn't say shadow manager. I just mean like
they just have their personal lawyer.
No, the idea is
guys
to get
that you can task to certain players.
And what I think it does, depending on the structure of the organization, it reinforces the idea of everybody being on the same page organizationally, mm-hmm. getting rid of the boundaries and barriers between managerial level and the organizational level. It's not my clubhouse, my guys. That's why if Philadelphia wants to talk to Dusty Baker and Buck Showalter and Joe Girardi, that's fine. To me, the fact that they're doing it this way leads me to believe they're going to be open and clear and forthright and completely transparent about there being no actual layer there, no separation between clubhouse, dugout, and front office.
Hmm. And there was before because of Madden.
It was Madden. It's a big presence. That's that guy in that office, and he constitutes an entire layer, which a lot of organizations are getting rid of.
So I find that interesting. So you believe they're hiring someone, whether it be Espada or Rossi, to be kind of a yes man for what they're doing.
Middle manager.
I don't really look at it as a yes. I look at it as a streamlining of an eradication of a level that existed in baseball just because it did. There's no reason for it to really exist.
It's interesting though, Dan, because you look at what's going on in Philadelphia. They're going to hire a veteran. You look at what happened with the Angels. They hired Joe Madden and paid him. Mm-hmm. He got paid. I mean, $4 million a year is getting paid.
It's a nice chunk of change.
So that's counter to that.
But that was an owner deciding to do it regardless of what his general manager thought,
how
too.
How about that?
Artie Moreno's like,
and he has a longer contract, Joe does, than the general manager.
That's first time.
Who's in charge of what?
Contracts like that.
That's the John Fox hire.
Yeah.
Right? That's very similar to the John Fox hire. You bring in Pace, Fox becomes available, you sort of have the organization talk to Pace, but yeah, maybe you could get around to wanting to hire this guy. It's still your hire, of course, but we'd really like you to get to the point where you want to hire this guy. You know, it makes it very difficult at the outset when you have those cross currents involved.
I can't wait for the first time that Joe asked Trout to play second base.
What have you today?
Oh, we're going to be busy with plenty of football stuff. I want to get to some of the stuff that Mark Helfrich was saying yesterday. I'm a little pissed off, frankly, at how the goalposts are being moved for this Bears offense.
Wait,
we got to get back to what they said they were going to be and how now what they're saying they can be. I'm not buying it. We got to hold them to the standard they set for themselves with their own words.
Yep.
Hub Arkish takes calls at 10. Midday Midway at 10:40.
Hub is theirs, not yours.
Yeah, Bobby Hebert at 11.
Oh, boy.
Uh-huh. Oh, I'm going to tell you what I done
there. And we are all going to be craving turtle soup by the end of that conversation. Pete Futek on the College Football Weekend at 11:20, and all kinds of giveaways, thousands of dollars in cash, and Bears at Radio After Dark, a lot of stuff.
Have a good show, guys.
All right, guys.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.